Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Live from the Gold Coast University Hospital today as we kick off Gimme 5 for Kids for another year. We do it every year, raising much-needed funds for the children's wards of our local hospitals, the Gold and Tweed Coast. It's all going towards vital equipment for the kids, and we've had some great donations so far today. If you want to get involved, though, you can either pop down and see us or give us a call, 13 27 10. Spider, something's got you fired up. What is it today? Let's find out.
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not-so-important issues.
Yeah, well, some people are going to be a bit surprised, but this got me fired up last night. And I'm talking about all the holiday makers that decide to come up to the beautiful Gold Coast. We know that, you know, there's a lot of high rises around the surface paradise, Broad Beach, Main Beach area.
Yep. Mm.
And last night, as I was sitting down there with a beautiful table full of family, we had Nana and Grandad, we had my son Boston, who's 12, my nephew Brody, who's only 11, Sheree and myself, so a nice family dinner. Mm. About to have some beautiful tacos.
Break some bread.
Yes. Have a nice drink as well.
Yeah.
And we just look over exactly eye height across to another high rise. And the basic, it's not physics, but the basic law is if the light is on the inside and it's dark on the outside, that means you can see inside. It's like having a television pretty much on.
Right, so even if it's tinted windows during the day, obviously, light on.
Doesn't matter. For some unknown reason, a lot of people who travel forget about the basic philosophy of if it's dark on the outside and you've got the light on, you're going to be able to see straight in.
They could be European, proud of themselves and their bodies.
I think I know where this is going.
When you look straight into somebody else's bathroom and you're trying to have some tacos at 6:30 at night and somebody's getting ready to go out for dinner and just say, it wasn't a male, it was a female,
right.
She was brushing her hair. We thought, okay, that's okay.
Okay.
We didn't really want to look. And then...
Sure you didn't. Okay, I love this.
And then suddenly a couple of minutes, she's not, she is.
Jeez.
Okay, there goes the
and
top.
And you're complaining about this.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've got Nana and Granddad sitting next to me.
Sucked
and also
in.
My son, Boston, and my nephew, who's 11. She's not going... No. Surely she knows that you can... The light's on and it's dark. Surely she... No, she doesn't know. Now she's down to just the underwear. We said, okay, we're going to close the blinds at this stage. Okay? I've never seen the boys for the next 1.5 hours walk in and out onto the balcony that many times. What are you doing? They go... Just getting a little bit of fresh air.
Beautiful night sky.
You're not getting fresh air at all. I know exactly what you're doing. So for those people who are travelling, who are thinking about travelling to anywhere in the world, and you are staying in the high rise for a lovely weekend, just make sure if you are maybe deciding to have a shower, maybe going to the next level, maybe going for the home run, I don't know. All I want to say is to make sure the light is off. If it's dark on the outside and it's light on the inside, you are going to be able to see. You know what it was like? And I know we used to do a competition last week of Disney and Dirty at 5:30 in the morning.
Yes.
I saw a live version of that last night.
Okay, so just put it to you, if your children weren't there, no visitors, and maybe Nana and Granddad weren't there, Sheree was away in New Zealand, would this be a problem?
Do you want honest?
Yes.
Six pack of beer and a deck chair?
Oh, you're a... Why did I even ask that? I'm trying to find the spray in all this.
No.
I'm trying to find the spray.
It's more of a spider's brag, I think.
I think so. Yeah, rightio.
Anyway, that's good.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Oh, dear.
You want to come around for dinner now, Ben, don't
you?
Dirty
perv.
What time?
Oh, thank you, pervert.
Hopefully they got the Airbnb for a week.
Oh, dear.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
It's 8:22 today for the Gold Coast. Just the chance of a shower this morning. There was a few when we rolled up early.
What do you mean a chance? It's already rained.
I know.
This is what frustrates me with weather people. You can't say it's a chance of a shower. It's just say the showers have been.
Well, I'll tell you what. Luke Bradnam's here. He'd probably have a better idea of the weather than I would. I'm just telling you what the bomb says. We are here at the Gold Coast University Hospital for Gimme 5 for Kids, kicking it off for 2019. And you can get involved 13, 27, 10, or you can pop down, say g'day. We've had celebrities chained to the bed. We've got someone to chat to right now.
Gary in Highland Park, good morning. You want to donate to Eva and Brucey?
Yeah, good day, guys. It's Gazza with a double R. I want to throw in $100 to Bruce and Eva if they can give us a shout-out tonight on the news.
A shout-out? Really?
Like a thanks, Gazza.
Thanks, Gazza. Squeeze that in somewhere.
I don't know if you can just buy space in the news like that.
They want to get out of the bed, though, right?
That's true.
And Gazza wants to hear his name. And normally, Gazza, by the sound of it, you probably have been on the news before with your name, have you?
Double R. Oh, maybe once a few years ago.
Okay, well, why don't we, you know, we can take part of that. Why don't we, you know, we'll come up with a word that they have to say. Well, why don't we do that?
Let's go on. We'll go and ask him. Mm. Now, Brucey, I do have to ask you, Brucey, very quickly, we got a donation here. If you said a special word on the news, would you take part in that, or is that buying airtime?
It's probably buying airtime, but we'll do it anyway.
Oh, there we go. Anything okay. To get you out of the bed.
We'll find a word each for either and Bruce by 4 or 9 o'clock. As soon as we get to the $1,000, we probably won't be high Gazza, but we'll find a word.
All right, I'll take it. I'll compromise.
There we are. Gary's donated a hunji.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
All right, so 13-27-10, please get involved. We want to make sure that we get, you know, a certain word said on the news as well, don't we?
What word are we going to give?
We'll pick the word. Oh, you can suggest a word if you want to donate.
This is scary.
All right, 13-27-10, if you want to get involved and help pick a word as well. Bridge, in the next bed over.
He's an absolute superstar in his own right and made many a superstar.
Can drop a name.
In his day. One of the original judges from one of the original reality shows. I can't even remember the name of it.
Celebrity Dog School, for God's sake, Bridge.
That was it, yeah.
Which one was it again?
It was Australian Idol, you ninny.
I had it right until the end then. Now, no, with Australian Idol...
There's
though,
so many. I understand so many. Where you're coming from.
I know. Now, with Australian Idol, you are the original tough judge. Do you think the judges Dicko. In all these shows...
Ian Dicko Dixon.
Do you think that they're a bit soft?
Oh, yes. Marshmallow, the lot of them. Honestly, yeah, they wouldn't have survived in my day. Look, they're all famous, though. They're a lot more famous than our panel was, if you think about it. Marsha, she was the famous one. Then you had an orange-faced has-been called Holden. Mm. And me, I was a nobody. They wouldn't hire a panel like that these days.
But hang on. Now, you made stars. We know Guy Sebastian. We know all the others.
What show was it again?
Go, drop a name,
Bridge,
Dicko.
Bridge, I've got this. Yeah, we had Shannon Knoll, Anthony Kalia, Jess Mowboy, Damien Leith, Ricky Lee Coulter, Matt Corby. Should I go on?
Name someone from The Voice from last year.
I can't.
And you lost me at Ricky Lee anyway.
We've got Critty Black from The Voice, who he's on this season. He'll be performing later. Are you going to critique him?
Well, I might even give him a touchdown, even though that wasn't me. Why not? But I've been chained to this bed for an hour. I haven't been changed or anything. I've got bed sores. What are you thinking of? Lick me here.
You'd be the worst patient. You'd be pressing that buzzer all the time. Nurse, do this. Nurse, I need another bath.
Absolutely right. Well, I've been pressing it, and this is the first time you've come over. You're fired.
I didn't know what you were going to say there.
Hey, Dicko, you've got a magnificent, huge concert coming up later on in the year as well.
Yeah, almost the greatest gig on earth, the Awesome 80s. It's the biggest live 80s music spectacular in Australia. We're holding it right here, August 10th, on the Gold Coast. It's going to be fantastic. 35 80s tributes, including 57 number one hits played by the best musicians in Australia. It's the most fun old Australians can have with their Spanx on.
Old Australians. You know what?
Come on.
I don't know if you're going to be out in time, Dicko, to see it. You might still be strapped to this bed, mate.
Well, yeah, Boston, obviously, he's very popular. I don't think I've had one pledge. I'll be here till Wednesday. They'll have to come and bust me out.
We'll ring your mate Guy Sebastian and Kalia and Marsha.
Yeah. No, Shannon might come down and bust me out with his clippers. Now, the rest have forgotten me. They've moved on to bigger and better things.
Well, we need your pledge, 13-27-10. We want to get Dicko out as well, and we've got Eva and Bruce as well. We had the call from Gary with Double R before, $100. We've got to find a couple of special words for Bruce and Eva to say during the Channel 9 news, only if we get to the $1,000.
All right, well, 13-27-10, if you can spare anything at all, a few bucks, everything helps. We'd love you to get involved with Gimme Five for Kids, or you can pop down at the Gold Coast Uni Hospital right out the front of the main entrance. That's where we're live from this morning. Ed Cavalli is joining us next.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
And we are live this morning for Gimme Five for Kids. We're kicking it off for another year. We'd love you to get involved. 13-27-10 is the number, or you can pop on down and say g'day. Every little bit counts. Every dollar. We are trying to hit a new record high for the year as well. So if you want to get involved, we would love you to pop on down.
And joining us is our Give Me Five for Kids ambassador. Doesn't get bigger than this. We're so happy to have you on board from the block. Michelle Craft, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
In the flesh, even more beautiful than I thought.
Oh, you are too kind. It's still very early, but we're doing all right.
We're doing okay. Now, Shel, how many kids have you got?
I've got two little girls.
Yes.
8 and 6, or almost 9, almost 7, or 25 and 27.
Yeah.
Well.
We know how you feel. They grow up very, very quickly.
Don't they just?
No. Yes. Have you ever had to use the hospitals for the children, or good, happy births, everything happy?
Everything was great in the birthing process, yes. And thankfully, we've only had one visit to emergency there in Byron, and that was for a dislocated elbow due to cartwheels.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So I'm glad to say that I've never had to make use of the facilities that we're raising money for today, but thank goodness we're all getting in there and giving a hand, and of course giving five, because should we ever end up in a situation, you know the facilities here are now second to none. This new hospital is just outstanding.
Isn't it?
It is outstanding, but unfortunately, yeah, with equipment continuing to get better and better, you want the best you can get every time you come to a hospital like this. And the government don't put money in towards equipment. Of course, they do for the bricks and mortar on the outside, but the equipment on the inside, which is, you know, officially probably the most important part.
And that's what we're here for June. Yep. Give Me Five for Kids. So every donation, big or small, goes so far in, as you say, providing that new equipment and the technology that is coming out now. I heard the head of paediatrics talking just before with you guys, and just some of the stuff that's out there and what they can do now. So we need those resources here for our Gold Coast kids.
A lot of it's part of that quick diagnosis, so the child isn't lacking oxygen, or when they're rushed into emergency, that's the important part, so they can be diagnosed fast, quickly, and then sent off to whatever ward they need to go to.
That's it. And you would know as a parent, all you want is the information, don't you? If you can't help your kid right then and there, you just want to know what's going on. And as you say, a fast diagnosis means that they're going to get the attention they need.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I just found out that apparently the northern end of the Gold Coast is going to have the population of Townsville here within the next 10 years, and we've already nearly grown out of this hospital.
Wow.
Really?
Well, who doesn't want to live on the Gold Coast?
I know. No.
This place is paradise.
We're the trendsetters. They're all coming. So it's really important, you know, that we get all the equipment. So thank you. We need big names like you to be on board for Give Me Five for Kids. Thank you, Shelley Craft.
Oh, my pleasure. Give Me Five, everybody.
And on the back of that, too, you're going to be hosting a magnificent diamond lunch, too, in the next coming weeks.
Now, ladies of the coast, come and hang out. It is June 28th. It's going to be a long lunch.
Yes,
it is. It's going to be a fabulous lunch.
Yes.
And, of course, all money raised is going to the great cause, which is Give Me Five for Kids.
Yes.
So you're talking diamonds, Spidey.
Yes, so the two-course lunch, the drinks package, the entertainment, and the Legasic whiter, brighter, more beautiful white diamond. Now, that's valued at $8,000. Someone will win that. We'll be there hosting it with the beautiful Margot Parker from The Rush Hour. And you're right, don't be clock-watching to pick the kids up.
No, do organise some alternative arrangements that afternoon.
Yes.
Do they have Uber for kids
from
school?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Do they do? Don't tell Peter that. I've been lying to him for years that it doesn't exist, okay?
Funny. Well, Shelley, we're really stoked to have you on board as an ambassador this year, and we hope to beat our target from last year and raise the most we've ever done before.
Yeah, that's it. What are we getting for? $3 million!
Hey!
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.